This is the story of a princess, but don't be fooled. She's not waiting for a prince charming to save her. She is different. She has a warrior spirit. A long time ago, the king and queen wished for a son. So they visited the enchanted forest in search of the wish-granting unicorn. Oh, great unicorn, we have come to ask for your blessings. Please bless us with a baby. Perhaps bless us with a daughter who will brighten their world of happiness. The unicorn granted their wishes, and at once the kingdom had its princess. The king and queen were very happy. Oh, my little one, I will call you Violet. The princess was taught the warrior arts like a prince, how to ride a horse, how to fight with a sword, how to defend herself, and much more. She exercised regularly and followed a healthy diet. The king's family lived in peace and harmony, until one day a secret messenger brought news that the neighboring kingdom had broken the peace treaty and was about to attack his kingdom. The whole kingdom was worried because they did not have a large army to fight. The king began to feel ill. Princess Violet overheard the queen talking to the king. "We must ask King Tom for help. His army can help us win the war. I have no hope. Our enemy's army is too powerful. Even King Tom's army cannot help us. We must at least try." "You are right, my queen. I will leave tomorrow morning. But father, you are not well. I will go and bring the army." "I trust my daughter. Let her go." "All right, my daughter. In my absence, the army must be prepared for attacks. You soldier Peter will be in charge of watching over the king and queen, all right?" "All right, princess." The princess took her sword and shield, got on her horse and set off. On the way she stopped at a village. A villager told Princess Violet about a very strange event. "You can't go to the other side of the mountain. A fire dragon lives there, in a cave. It will devour you when you try to pass through its cave. No man or brave soldier has returned from there. I fear nothing in the world. I will cross the mountain, come what may." The dragoness had lived there for thousands of years, but no one had seen her. Her fiery breath had burned the ground next to her cave and nothing grew there. The brave princess decided to confront the dragon without weapons. "Honorable dragoness, I have brought you some flowers. I could stay tonight in your cave and continue my journey tomorrow. I have to save my kingdom. Otherwise, this country will fall into cruel hands." The dragoness lowered her head and smelled the bouquet. She was so touched by the gift that she smiled at the princess. "I am Fiona. I see that you are fierce like me. You are the first person who has been kind and brought me a gift. You will be my guest." In the evening, Princess Violet told her story to the dragon. The next morning, the princess left the cave and promised to return in 2 days. "Honorable King Tom, our kingdom is in danger. We need your army. Will you help us?" "Ha ha ha, silly girl, my army is going to attack you too. Now you will see your kingdom burn." The king captured her and locked her in a tower. "I shouldn't have trusted you. Let me out. When she comes out, she will regret it." The king was unaware of what he was about to see. "Fiona here, yes. Girls to the power." Fiona, very angry, roared at the king and spat her fire. The king and his army knelt before her presence. The princess locked up her uncle and ordered the army to her castle. "Come on, Fiona. Dear princess, I have never met a princess as brave as you. We will fight your enemies by your side." Princess Violet returned to her castle with the army and fought the war. And so she saved the kingdom, the king, the queen, and the head of the army. The king told the princess that his men had fled and that only the head of the army had taken part in the battle and had been captured. "Well, Peter, have you thought about what you want as a reward?" "It was not me, but the princess who saved the kingdom, and we were impressed, and I admire her courage and bravery. I would love to marry Princess Violet if she will have me. What do you say, little one?" "Please, Daddy, I would like to accept because she has kept her word without fearing for her life. Yours is the princess and half the kingdom because you have been so brave." Peter and Violet married and lived happily ever after. They both reigned in their kingdom. But what happened to the dragon? Well, Fiona went back to her cave, which was her natural habitat, and never hurt anyone again. She grew flowers around her cave and lived happily with her little dragons.